Good evening, everybody. If I could have your attention for just one moment, I want to welcome everyone in the room to our 2023 in-person CCB banquet. And also welcome to everybody that is in on Zoom, and I believe we are streaming as well, so welcome to all of you that are not in here. We miss you. So at this point, I would like to introduce you and turn this over to our MCs for the evening, Mr. Larry Gassman and Ms. Regina Brink. So I will at this point, I will shut up, leave y'all alone for a little bit, and I'll turn it over to them. So take it away, guys.
Actually, we're going to leave you alone for a little bit as well, because the meals are coming. Now, this is a difficulty for those of you listening in virtually, where on the East Coast currently it's like 10 o'clock. So we hope you've eaten by now. But for those of you who haven't, we're going to eat. We will turn mics down so that you don't have to hear us. And we will come back in just a little bit. And we will have a program of stuff that is fun, exciting, and hopefully something that you'll be interested in. Regina, are you near a mic so that we can prove that you're not AI?
I am near a mic.
Very good. Good, good,
And
good.
I want to welcome everybody, and we've had a great convention, haven't we? And it's because of all of you, every one of you that are a part of CCB. So enjoy.
Back in a bit. And now it's time to eat. So welcome to the 2023 banquet for CCB. Did you all enjoy your meals? I don't know if there's any wait staff in here, but we thank you so much for all you've done for us.
Thank you so much.
And I think, do we have a running mic over to Mr. David?
Yes,
We
we
do. Okay.
have a running mic. Okay. I would like to introduce Davin Bendel. He will be giving our invocation tonight.
At this time, if you wish, you may bow your heads. Creator of the universe, we thank you for the privilege of participating in this exciting, thriving organization. May you bless the California Council of the Blind as it approaches its 90th year, and may it continue to grow and flourish. May you give us the strength and perseverance to continue to guide and support the many individuals experiencing vision loss throughout the state. May you help us maintain the courage and resolve to continue our struggle to ensure that blind people and people with low vision achieve full accessibility and civil and human rights protection. Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you, David. Well, now we want to allow some time for people to talk on Zoom. Let's see.
And here.
And here in the room about the convention experience.
We'll take a little bit of time. So if you'd like to, what did you think thus far of the convention this weekend? Whether you be here or in Zoom, we will have someone running mics to you. Can I make it kind of brief? We don't want a soliloquy of 30 minutes, certainly, but something relatively similar to that in terms of brevity. And we'll see what we can do here for a few minutes, and then we will continue on with the evening. Hands up for those of you interested.
This is Christy
Go ahead,
from
Christy.
Highland, California, and I am so thrilled to give hugs the people that I've been speaking with for generally a couple of years now, at least 3 years maybe, and we get to meet and it's just so wonderful. I'm appreciative and grateful. Thank you. And it's fun.
Yes, it is.
Any hands in Zoom?
None at this time.
Okay. Any hands in the room?
Hello, this is Dan Smith. And I recently moved to Sacramento, but I want to say that I'm just so happy to be resuming contact with everybody again.
Yes.
Okay, this is Vivian Younger, and I have something very exciting to tell you guys.
Cool.
I have been gaining vision without any intervention. But the most important thing that happened this convention, I don't know the machine because I'm new to low vision, but there was a machine that Access Ingenuity showed me. And I says, oh, I think I see the lines. And then he goes, I'm gonna put my business card so that it is all the way across the ballroom. And I told him, it looks like you have four lines on your business card. And he says, you're exactly right. So I wanted to celebrate that with you guys.
Wow.
This is Diane Deutsch. I doubt that any of the puppy raisers are still here, but I want to send a great, huge thank you to them. Our meeting with the puppies this afternoon was amazing, and they have done a fantastic job at the relieving area. Thank you.
Hi, this is Nikki. First of all, I'd like to say this has been one of the most amazing weekends of my entire life. I think everybody is alive again. We've been sleeping for 3 years and now we're waking up. But I want to give a special thank you to the young volunteers who are doing an absolutely incredible job. And most of you know that I'm sighted, and I can see the smiles when they're walking toward people, ready to help, to holding out their arms, never any kind of frowns whatsoever. They're just all smiling. They're all beautiful young people. And thank you so, so much for all of the help that you guys are doing. So thank you again.
And Nikki, I will share with you that one of the young girls, several of the young people said this was an amazing, wonderful experience for them.
Frank Welty from San Leandro, California. I am very grateful for the technology that has allowed us to stay in contact these last 3 years. That is wonderful. But we human beings are social beings, and there's nothing can fully substitute for sharing a physical space with other people. It's just that the energy of it is just something that you don't get electronically. So for all of you who were not able to make it this year, each of you had to make those decisions, and I respect all of those, but I want to encourage you that plan now to come next year, because you won't regret it. We're having a wonderful time.
My name is Matthew. I'm from Fresno chapter. This is my first convention. And I just want to say thank you to the servers, the volunteers, and I don't regret 1 minute of this, and Fresno chapter let me as delegate again.
Hello, everybody. I'm one who was really, really, really fighting that decision to come up from Southern California. One, because it's a long ride.
What's your name?
I'm Cam Metz. And I know my name. Why you need to know it? See, But yes, I really fought the decision, fought myself on this decision to come up, because one, it's a long ride. Two, I just have not had whatever. And I was scared, very scared. But I said, okay, I need to go, because Kahlua is going to be, I'm representing Kahlua as president. I'm running for the board, and I really need to put in appearance. And I have to say, I met a whole lot of new friends. Well, I knew Stephanie and Regina already, but I got to see Vita and Frank. I got to see the dogs. I got to see Judy, even though she likes to yell at me. I got to see Margie and them. So it was nice to see everybody. And, well, I hadn't forgot about Cache. She's sitting right here. So I have had a great time seeing everybody again. But can we please plan it for the South next year? Oh, God. We'll work on it.
Hi. Yeah, this is Peter Pardini. And I just really want to thank Gabe, Sarah, and all the convention committee, and Nicole in the office for doing such a fantastic job. And let's not forget about Lisa. It's been a wonderful convention, and thank you everybody for all the people that have helped make this a great experience.
Hi, this is Linda Johnson, and it's been great being here with everybody. I'm kind of one of those outgoing people that needs actual people energy to recharge my battery. So thank you all for all your spirit and your energy in this room, and it's just really making me smile and feeling great.
It's so much fun when your friends can pass you the mic. This is Alice Turner, and I was telling our table, you know, we have these Zoom meetings and you exchange ideas and then you walk away and you cook dinner or you do something else. And I was sitting in today's general session and I had at least four ideas that I wanted to bring back. And there's something about the energy that has in a room when everyone is sharing information and hearing the questions. So I'm grateful. Grateful, grateful. And I feel so energized. So thank you very much.
Steve Mendelson here. We take enormous joy in our reunion, and we gain immense gratification from the notion that our traditions and our values are intact. But the fact that our future is ahead of us, in light of what we've just gone through and how much the world has changed, should also remind us that we have an unlimited and unprecedented opportunity to change, to evolve, to preserve what is good and valuable, but to build in new ways and new directions to face a future that all confronts us.
Do we have any comments on Zoom? Any raised hands?
Not at this moment.
Thank you. Well,
we're going to do about maybe two or three more, and then Guillermo wants to say something, and then we'll continue on. Two or three more people.
Hello again. This is Big Mouth Livy O from Fresno. Yes. I don't know about you guys, but I feel like I've gained 10 pounds this weekend. The food has been fabulous, right? And anyway, I just want to echo everybody's sentiments that it's just been so, it's been for me a lot. It's been several years since I've been to a convention, and my travel skills have been kind of lax, I guess. And this has been very good for me to kind of get my confidence back and everything. But this has been wonderful because, again, we've all met on Zoom, and I'm thinking, oh, not another meeting or whatever. And you know how that goes. And I'm very grateful that there are a good number of us from CDA, California Diabetics in Action, the newest affiliate. And we're going to be a year old in about, on August, April the 22nd, I believe. We will be a year old. And anyway, but I'm just so glad that Oh, 14th? Okay, sorry, Christy. And I'm just so thankful that we've all been able to meet and get together and hug and you know, love up on everybody and share ideas. And this has been really, really wonderful. And thank you all for the Sarah and the committee and the board and everything. And let's go to work.
Hello, this is Penny Valdovinos from Bakersfield, California. Also known as Penny the Fifth. I am going to tell you, this has been fantastic. It is nothing but been a re-energizing, go get them type of convention. I am so excited for the next coming year. I want to, I'm so excited that I finally got to meet Regina Marie and Joe Jose Verde. Awesome couple. You guys don't know what you haven't, who you haven't seen until you've met them. They're fantastic. And I want to thank Gabe and everyone and Lisa, the convention committee, all of you guys. Fantastic. Thank you.
We have three more hands, so we'll take those hands and then we'll continue on.
Okay, this is Josh from El Cerrito, and I wanted to say that this is the second time I've had a convention in person, and I just really love the energy and interacting with people in person, and I really like the fact we had contested elections, and yeah. I'm Ashley and really enjoyed being part of ensuring that that happened.
This is Shayna Ray, also from El Cerrito, and this is also my second convention in person, and I really enjoyed actually meeting people in person, people whose voices I've been hearing over Zoom for the last few years. And I also enjoyed being part of the elections, and it's always more fun when things are contested. And I look forward to running in the future.
This is Judy Wilkinson. Ah, the joys of in-person convention, the distant boom of music coming through walls, down the hall. Blind guys stepping on my feet and pouring wine down my back. Telling waiters, you know, about the menu and how we need help and understanding it. All those wonderful joys, and I never thought I'd be so glad to have all those things happen again. But I want to say how proud I am of the council. We were the first to consider, and I want Rob and Gabe, 12 years ago, started thinking about what would it be like if we weren't able to meet in person. So California had things in place to think about a hybrid convention. Hear that noise now from that wall? And so frankly, in 2020, when we had to get ready in a hurry for a Zoom convention, we had done some groundwork thanks to these fellows. So to all the hybrid people who are with us, this is such a wonderful evolution of conventioneering. And thank you very much. Everybody's thanked the convention committee, and we can't do that too often. And thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you again.
We do have one hand raised in Zoom.
This is Patty from Bayview Chapter, and I just want to thank you for having the convention on Zoom. I felt so inspired during this whole convention, and it makes me want to serve my chapter and the whole organization and really find my niche. And, you know, so next year I'm going to plan to come to the convention in person. But it was a wonderful convention, especially today. I laughed and cried.
Participants.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. There's one more hand. We got one more. One more, and then we go.
This is Artis Basin. And I was just so glad I was able to come this year because I wasn't sure a month ago. But I just wanted to say one of the things I really noticed is concentration. You know, I've been on tons of Zoom meetings, and it's so easy to get sidetracked And so you're doing more things than one, and you aren't paying that attention that you do when you're meeting in person. And you aren't feeling the energy as much when you're just on Zoom. So I'm glad we were able to do it hybrid so that the people who cannot afford to do the convention are able to participate.
Yes.
But I'm so glad that we have the opportunity to be in person as well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. It is Guillermo from Culver City.
Yay.
And I just want to say thank you. Thank you to everybody in this room who decided to step out in faith, because I know the last few years have been tough on all of us, and all of you stepped out, even with the fears of pandemic, which is still not over. Thank you for stepping out in faith, and thank you for taking a risk and coming. It's been so awesome just to be around the energy of people again, you know, to make those connections. My ribs are still recovering from all of the laughter that's been going on all weekend. I managed to not wear coffee during the whole convention, inside joke.
We still have time, Guillermo.
Exactly. But anyway, I just really, 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 I mean, though we've had a fair amount of people here, the energy feels like double. So thank you again to everybody for making it a success.
Well, good evening. This is Cache Wells, all the way from Jacksonville, Florida. I wanted to say that 3 years ago, I met a group of people after being slowly integrated into ACB that was so welcoming to me, that made me feel like I was a part of a distant family, that I decided 3 years ago to become an at-large member. And I'm so glad that I made the decision. And this is my first California Council of the Blind convention. So thank you guys for welcoming me in person, and I appreciate it.
She finally got her welcome.
Yeah. I'll say one quick thing before we move on. It's amazing, because some of the people in this room I knew from 30 to 40 years ago. Some of them I didn't know at all. Many of them I knew through Zoom calls. But when we got together in 2019, John and I got reacquainted again with somebody that we hadn't seen in 30 years. She's known now as Joni Patchy. We had no clue that she was here. We spent like 2 hours just chatting and catching up. You can't get that virtually, can you? It's all done in person. So we would love to see lots of you who can come and join us next year. When I do conventions for radio, I've done 30 of them. And the thing I love about them most is the in-person aspect of it, because you get to see people, talk to people, just be with people for an entire weekend, and that's what it's all about. Plus the noise next door. Ah, well, that's what happens when you go to conventions. Sometimes you just deal with it and move on, which is what we're going to do now.